Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hello all of you beautiful people, Jules here for WhatCulture.com. And you know what, one of the many great things about video games over other forms of media is the sheer depth of exploration they encourage. And as a result, developers have a tendency to hide devious secrets for players to seek out. But the ones that make up this list, well, they're slightly different because most people playing this will just be like, huh? I guess that was weird. But for those real hardcore fans, they'll be like, hey buddy, that's real good. I love that stuff getting in my veins. So gather round and let's separate the chaff from the hardcorers. I'm Jules, this is WhatCulture.com, and these are 10 video game secret screens only hardcore fans will understand. Number 10, Whimsyshire, Diablo 3. Diablo 3 features a secret level called Whimsyshire, an ultra-colourful and sprightly land teeming with ferocious enemies such as flowers, unicorns, and teddy bears. After going through a frankly ridiculous number of steps, you'll be able to find a rainbow-coloured portal which will transport you to this land, which to the uninitiated might seem like the most randomly silly Easter egg level ever made. Except, this is an in-joke for long-time fans of the series, and effectively a parody of Diablo 2's infamous Secret Cow level, a hidden level containing a fleet of murderous bipedal cows. The Secret Cow level was itself also an in-joke after rumors spread that the original Diablo had a secret bovine level, and though it sadly wasn't true, developers Blizzard decided to reward players for their ingenuity in the sequel. And so, by the time that Diablo 3 dished up Whimsyshire, which was also said to be a clapback at fans who felt that the game looked too clean and colorful, you'd need to be fully invested in the series' meta to have any idea of what the hell was going on. Number 9, The Gaben Room, Half-Life. The original Half-Life contains a real head-scratcher of a secret room for anyone not in the know, especially back in 1998 when the groundbreaking first-person shooter first hit stores. Players are able to access an unsettling thing known as the Gaben Room by getting to the memorable headcrab elevator sequence and then using the no-clip console cheat to phase through the bottom of the elevator into a black void. Switch on your flashlight and you'll find a cube filled with images of a man's face. What those versed in Valve fandom would know, of course, is that this was the face of the company's beloved co-founder, Gabe Newell. Though Newell is relatively well known online nowadays thanks to a spate of memes created in his image, anyone who's toyed around with the no-clip cheat and found this room on their own accord back in the day, well, it was surely a baffling discovery. Number 8, the constipated Max Payne QR code, Alan Wake. Remedy Entertainment has won itself a loyal legion of fans across its various video game franchises such as Max Payne, Alan Wake, Quantum Break, and Control, and evidently loves rewarding those clued up obsessives who pay close attention. Alan Wake is littered with nods to the Max Payne series, including an extremely bizarre and obscure one included in the game's PC version. Head upstairs in the Cauldron Lake Lodge during the game's fourth episode, The Truth, and you'll find a QR code. Scan the code with your phone and you'll be redirected to a strange GIF of a man pulling a pained face with the subtitle, Constipation, that looks painful. This is all a reference to the original Max Payne, where the gun-toting protagonist's face model was infamously said to bear a constipated expression. In the GIF, the man featured is none other than Sam Lake, who not only served as the original aforementioned Max Payne character model, but also wrote the first two games in the series and co-penned Alan Wake itself. The GIF is actually taken from a talk show video clip which appears later on in the game's sixth chapter, and yet to anyone coming to Alan Wake without knowing any of Remedy's prior works, this just seems completely and utterly hilariously random. Number 7. The Leap of Faith, Watch Dogs Legion. Much like Remedy, Scooby-Dooby Ubisoft loves to include references to their other franchise in their new games, and the recent Watch Dog Legion saw them offer up a pretty amusing nod to the Assassin's Creed series. During the game's Gap in the Armor mission, you'll need to break into the home of a drone designer, which requires you to first head up to the roof and hack a terminal. But players who venture too near the roof's edge will be launched into a pretty unexpected cutscene, as their character takes a courageous dive down into the drink below. Anyone playing Legion without much familiarity to the Assassin's Creed series will probably think that it's just a bit odd, but this is of course a reference to the iconic Leap of Faith animation performed by assassins when diving from towering structures down to a cushioning hay bale below. As a cherry on top, they even included the ridiculous soaring eagle sound effect when you make the jump. Number 6. John Romero is the true final boss, Doom 2. Doom 2 ends with a boss fight against a giant biomechanical goat head known as the Icon of Sin. And though you can finish it off with a few trusty rockets to the face, the real final boss is actually hidden somewhere else. Players who use the no-clip cheat are able to go through the Icon of Sin entirely and discover a secret room behind it. In here, you'll be graced with the presence of the game's legendary lead designer, John Romero. Well, in actuality, it's his bloody head stuck on a pike. Shooting his head repeatedly will finally bring the game to an end, which to anyone unaware of Romero's celebrity, especially at the time of the game's original release in 1994, must have seemed completely ridiculous. Better still, during the proper final boss fight against the Icon of Sin, the creature lets out an imperceptible growl, which when reversed is actually Romero saying, "To win the game, you must kill me, John Romero." Much as Romero might be the gaming industry's go-to egomaniac, it's hard not to admire his gall. Number 5. Chris Houlihan's Secret Room, The Legend of Zelda, A Link to the Past. The Legend of Zelda, A Link to the Past contains a bizarre secret room which can be accessed in several ways, most commonly using the Pegasus boots to dash from the sanctuary all the way to the sewer passage's entrance, causing Link to fall into an underground room. This room will contain 45 blue rupees for players to hoover up, and upon touching the telepathy tile on the back wall, a message will be displayed, saying, "My name is Chris Houlihan, this is my top secret room. Keep it between us, okay?" It feels totally out of place for a Zelda game because, above all else, who the hell in Hyrule is even named Chris anyway? Though, if you've been a hardcore Zelda fan since the early years, you might remember that this was actually part of a competition run by Nintendo Power magazine in late 1990. Only in the 2000s, with the global adoption of the internet, did the room become more widely known. But even then, it's still a firmly niche, mystifying slice of gaming history. Number 4. Roasted Pork, Star Wars Battlefront 2. Star Wars Battlefront 2 offers up a rather amusing secret in its multiplayer suite, where in the Resurgent class Star Destroyer map, players are able to actually order a meal from several of the food distributors in the mess hall. Among the available dishes is one that translates to Endorian Tip Yip Chicken, though even a cursory inspection of the tray suggests the meat is something else entirely. The physical characteristics of the cooked bird look incredibly similar to the porgs introduced in Star Wars The Last Jedi, especially given that Chewbacca literally roasts one in the movie. Yet, unless you're really into your Star Wars lore, you'll understandably just gloss over it completely. Number 3. The Donkey Lady's Corpse, Red Dead Redemption 2. Red Dead Redemption 2 absolutely rewards players who venture off the beaten track, and anyone who visits the ruinous locale of the Two Crows in the Chola Springs region of New Austin will find an eerie sight, the skeletal remains of a woman tied to a mill. But the weird thing is that her head resembles that of a donkey. If at first glance this might just seem like another creepy affectation from Rockstar, remember the game does actually also feature a serial killer subplot for example, it's actually an extremely pointed reference to the infamous Donkey Lady glitch from the first Red Dead Redemption. In that game, players could stumble across a female NPC which accidentally bore the head of a donkey, and better still, it was inadvertently programmed as a mount, allowing players to ride it around. The clip quickly went viral upon Red Dead Redemption's release, and so in the sequel, Rockstar decided to pay off attentive players by revealing the Donkey Lady's grim fate. Number 2. The WOW screen, Crash Bandicoot 4, It's About Time. In addition to being a damn fine platformer, Crash Bandicoot 4 It's About Time is a glorious exercise in fan service, and that's never better felt than in one of the game's late levels, A Hole in Space. As Crash grinds along a quantum rift sending him through dimensions, players will be able to collect Wumpa fruit along the rail, but scooping up all 18 pieces is easier said than done. Players who do, however, will be greeted with a bombardment of low-res glimpses of Crash as he repeatedly screeches, "Wow!" more, while the word also fills up the screen. For those playing as Coco, wow is replaced with yeah. Though newcomers to the series might simply assume this to be a byproduct of the game's interdimensional shenanigans, it's actually a direct reference to a 2016 meme in which YouTuber Oni repeatedly shouted wow while jumping in the air in Crash Bandicoot 2 Cortex Strikes Back. It's one hell of a deep cut to give the true fans a laugh and leave everyone else wondering if somebody slipped something into their drink. And number 1, the Ladder Goat DVD, Call of Juarez, The Cartel. Call of Juarez, The Cartel features a most peculiar Easter egg in its 12th chapter. Near the start of the level, meticulous players can find a DVD hidden under a tree entitled Ladder Goat, The Movie. This will pop the game's aptly titled Ladder Goat secret achievement, and while it might first seem like nothing more than a daft hidden extra, it's actually a direct callback to an infamous glitch from the prior Call of Juarez game, Bound in Blood. That game contained a hilarious bug in its 14th chapter where players were able to witness a goat levitating its way up a ladder as if by magic, with videos of the phenomenon going quickly viral back in 2009. Unless you were thoroughly invested in the series' continuity back in the day, the cartel's ridiculous reference would have flown clean over your head.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.